On Chanukah, we say in the Alanisim v'Alam Mechamos. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mechamos also that we had with Yavon. The Pshat is that Klal Yisrael, when they have Mechamos from the Umas HaOlam, whether it be Yavon, whether it be Bizman Purim, Poras and Amalek, the Mechamos is a challenge which we grow from. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that battle and that challenge which allowed us to grow and strengthen us in Avodas Hashem. We find, though, a very interesting chilek between the Mechama we have on Chanukah and the Mechama we had on Purim. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovitz Mamorim points this out. There was a tremendous difference in the reaction, the Klal Yisrael, the way they reacted, Bizman, the Gzeira of Haman and Achashverosh, and Bizman, the Gzeira of Antiochus. By Purim, we find that what did Klal Yisrael, how they react? Esther said, to gather the whole Klal Yisrael, the Tzumu Alai. They entered into the state of tshuva and fasting, Maisim Toivim. However, Bizman, Chanukah, by the Gzeira of Yavon, we find that Klal Yisrael went out to physical battle, Milchama. Ma'atim rabim, ma'atim against rabim, chaloshim against gibayim. Klal Yisrael were outnumbered and they went out and they were moiser nefesh, kayadua, they were moiser nefesh in the Muhammad to fight against the other. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks, why? What was the difference in the reaction towards the gzeiros of the goyim? Obviously, each time was done alpi, the gdeili hadar, Mordechai and Esther, Matisio Yoichel and Kohen Gadol. But what was the pshat? Why did they react in a different way? So Bachon Vassman says, in Kenira, he's saying with himself in the Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim. He says that if you it's totally in the difference between the Gzeira of Haman and the Gzeira of Yavon against Klal Yisrael, and he brings the famous words of the Levush that Bizman Purim the Gzeira was on the goof of Klal Yisrael, lahashmid laharigul abid. Haman and Achashverosh were coming to wipe out the physical existence of Klal Yisrael. They would let us, be'etzem, be Mekayim Mitzvahs, that wouldn't bother us, that wouldn't bother them. They wanted to kill Klal Yisrael. However, Bizman Gzeiros Yavon, it was Gzeiros Hashmad, Hashmid, it was Gzeiros Hashmad, Lashkicham Teresecha, Lavir Michuki Ritzaynecha. Their point was, they would have left Klal Yisrael live. As long as we're not Oisik and Torah Mitzvahs. The Gzeiro was on the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. So Chanan says that which we can understand when the Gzeiros on the Ruchnius, we react with a Melchama, we act with a physical war. When the Gzeiros on the Gashmius, then we react, we are Mechazik in Torah and Tefillah. Now this is exactly the opposite of what we would think. This is a perfect illustration of how Das Torah is Loike Das Balabayas. This is not the logical way we would think. We think it's the opposite. When the Gzeiros on the Ruchnius, then we have to Mechazik in Ruchnius. When the Gzeiros on the Gashmius, when it's coming to attack our physical existence, we should be mechazik. There we should fight back in physically. Rav Chanan says no. Because he says when we are faced with gzeiros and the goyim, we attack by the goyim, if we discern, we could see there are two hanhogas. There's what he calls Maise Hashem and Maise Sotem. Maise Hashem is where Hashem uses the Umas Oilam as a stick to bring Yisurin on Klal Yisrael, to murder Klal Yisrael. Bizman Gzeiros Haman, when it came on the Guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't start with Ruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't disrupt our Ruchnius. He brings Yisurin on a Guf. It was through the Emtsoyim. It was through the means of Haman and Achashverosh. But it was actually Maisi Hashem. When it's Maisi Hashem, says Rabbi Chanan, over there, you're going to make a Mechama. Fakert, when a person sees Yisurin coming on him, like the Gemara in Brachos, Tafei says, Roya Adam, she is true and boyin' alav, memash mish memasav. He has to make a cheshbon and nefesh, he has to start. The point is, he should mechazik himself in Ruchnius. However, when the gzeiro comes and start to disrupt our Ruchnius directly, is a gzeiro of lashkicham terosecha, lavir mechuki ritzaynecha. So over there, the Satan is involved. Sometimes the Satan has a pischin pen, and he can get involved, and he wants to, he sees a srashlus and avoida, and he wants to widen the rifyun. And he wants to deepen the Rifin in Klal Yisrael. And he wants to take away the Ruchnius. Over there, says Rabbi Chanan, Dafka over there, We have to fight back with malchama, a physical malchama. We have to hold on to the point that the Satan is trying to attack and trying to take away from us. That piece of ruchnius, that area of ruchnius that the Satan is trying to weaken us. We have to fight and hold on to that bechiruf nefesh, b'mesirus nefesh. We have to hold on to that and fight back. I would like to expound a little bit on that idea that Ruchanan is saying, and this was an idea of Chanukah. That Chanukah, we are challenged in our ruchnius. We are challenged if we can hold on to avodas Hashem. And I'd like to get a deeper insight to what Ruchanan is saying. Dafka over there, we're supposed to react with a physical melchama. I think there lies a deep point over here. A human being is created of ruchnius and gashmius, physical and spiritual. Even the most diligent yidden, most erlich yidden, someone who's shared Torah mitzvahs very scrupulously. However, we'll find that there's a tremendous difference in our approach and our relationship to our ruchnius and our gashmius. Our gashmius is our life. Our ruchnius, even again if we're shomer Torah mitzvahs, we're shoyker al Torah, but it's always a dover noisef. It's always something extra. It's not our life. Our gashmius, if I could say, has home court advantage. Our life, our quality of life, our health, how much money we're making, what type of maimid we have in the world, how much kavod we get. Those are all things that are very close to home and close to heart. That's our real life. Ruchnius is something that we're trying to get into and trying to get involved. But it always remains a dover noisef. I'll give an example. When we have something wrong going on at home, we have what we call tsaras. Someone's not healthy. Someone needs a shidduch. Someone is not zeichet to have children after many years. We refer to it as a tsara, a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Sometimes it's a catastrophe. When someone is not steiging so much in Yiddishkeit, falling, he's not davening in minyan, he's dropping tsara. What do we call it? We don't call it a tsara, we call it a yirida and a nefila. All of a sudden, it's yirida and a nefila. What happened to the tsara? What happened to the tragedy? Everyone, someone say it's a tragedy? When someone is not doing so well in tefillah, he needs a chizik. You ever heard someone whose business is falling apart say, we have to be mechazik? You don't need a chizik. We're bankrupt. We got to do something. It's emergency. When someone is dropping a little bit in tefillah, it's a chizik. Chizik. Ruchnius always needs chizik. When you're dropping in ruchnius, it's an emergency. It's a tzara. It's a catastrophe. No. In the tefillah of Ava Rabba, we say, Avinu Ova Rachamon HaMerachim Rachim Aleinu. We ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu Rachmanis. I many times find myself drifting away. I'll be honest. During the tefillah, during Avinu Avraham Rachman, I start thinking about this friend who's a chayle, someone in the chabura who's having problems with shalom bayis, with his tremendous problems. This couple that hasn't had children after many years. Rachman. Why? Because the idea of Rachmanis, it rings within me a connotation of a physical tzar. But what are we actually asking for? Look who we're asking for. The same belibeinu lahavenu lahaskil lishmoya lilmud alami. To understand better pshan in the Rajba. That's Avinu Avraham Rachamon. That's Rachmanus. That's Rachmanus. This is what we're supposed to react to Ruchnius. Ruchnius is supposed to be Agashmius. Ruchnius is supposed to be our life. I once heard from my Rabbi Rosh Shlita. And he said that when he was young, when there was a kid in Cheder in elementary school, was playing around, fooling around, wasn't listening, making trouble. He says, the way the mothers used to threaten them, he says, Moshe, what do you want? You want to blibe an Am Haaretz your whole life? You want to remain an Am Haaretz? It used to be a threat that you'll be an Am Haaretz. Today, you tell a kid that he'll be an Am Haaretz, he'll laugh at you. That's a threat. You tell him you want to be a bum the rest of your life. You're going to go off the derech. We scare kids that he might be an Am Haaretz. That what? Why? Because by us, we can't. The problem starts by us, not by our kids. By us, it's a tzara. When you get kicked out of school, it's not a tzara if he doesn't learn so well the next year. It's not a tzara. It's a nice thing. It's a important thing. But it's not a tzara. We have to change our approach here. This is what it means when Chazal say, Gemara Brachos, Gimel Beis, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi'ir Shamayim. Rashi explains, all physical things, a person's supposed to be rich or poor, a person's supposed to be tall or short, good looking, not looking successful. That's Bidei Shemayim. You don't have to make so much Shastadlus. You make a little Shastadlus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in control. A B'yir Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left in our hands. We have to make a Shastadlus. You can't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make a smaller Shastadlus. You have to be Moisa Nefesh Adasoif. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that way exactly? To help us work on this issue, because he knows that Ruchnis is far away from our hearts. And Dafka Ruchnis, we have to treat as our Gashmis. We have to go and take it out of their hands, not leave it to anybody else's hands. Not just to go get a good bracha from a tzaddik. We're going to make sure that that Ruchnis is top priority. It's the first thing. It talks to our hearts. This was what Klal Yisrael showed during the Nes of Hanukkah. If you look at the Al HaNisim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'sha'omen Aleim, Malchus Yom HaRosho, Hashkicham Teresecha, it says, V'ato amadeta Aleim be'ei sorosom, Ravto es rivam, danto es dinom. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took over. He stepped in for us. He pitched in for us. He took over and there were nisim and he wiped out. But what? The Hagdama was be'eis tzorosom. It was first their tzara. Because they felt it was their tzara. They felt it was a tragedy. They felt it was a catastrophe. V'horaya, they went and made a mechama. What was the problem? Why are you going to fight? Why are you putting your life into danger? The answer is, when Ruchnis is at risk, our lives come into danger. Our lives come into danger because our chayim, our life, is being threatened. We should all be mischazak, I think. It's a time, Chanukah, for Cheshbon HaNefesh in this idea, in this area. Where does our ruchnis hold? Where does our children's ruchnis hold? Our own ruchnis? Where does it hold? If it's our fight, then we can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Riv Rivi. If it ends up being a Tosefes, then it's not. We won't have Amat Elem Be'ez HaRosam. If we moister nefesh on our ruchnis, then we have a mat to the lamb, a sarasam, a fail for Hanukkah.